Pope John Paul is a hero in his native Poland, but reverence for the Pope can't hide the challenges the Catholic Church faces there. Poles say they love the Pope, but don't follow his teachings. Some expect his death will lead to significant changes in Polish society. NPR's Emily Harris traveled to the Pope's hometown of Wadowice and sent this report.
The floor of Pope John Paul II's childhood apartment creaks as a few visitors inspect his excellent report cards, his clerical robes, and his skiing gear. Then a field trip of high school students pours through the door. A young priest brought the students here, hoping they will learn more about the man who has led the Catholic Church for more than a quarter century. 15-year-old Grzegorz Milewski knows the important stuff.
No, jest Polakiem na pewno, nie?
Well, first of all, he's Polish, Milewski says, as his friends laugh. He's from Wadowice. Locals in Wadowice, an hour south of Krakow, readily repeat stories about the Pope that have become near legends, even about what he liked to eat. Journalist and amateur historian Michał Szywec-Czelabin sticks a fork into the crisp top of a cream cake, similar to what Karol Wojtyła, the man who became the Pope, is said to have enjoyed after passing an exam.
Bakeries call this the Pope's cream cake, but what he really ate was a little different. This cream is made from pudding. His was made from butter.
Then Czelabin leans forward and speaks as if he were confessing for his nation.
There are people who listen to the Pope, who try to live according to the Pope's teachings. But unfortunately, the Pope doesn't say easy things. You have to pay attention to what he says and really think about it. Not many people are prepared to do that.
A recent survey backs up this assessment. Even in overwhelmingly Catholic Poland, nearly 85% of those surveyed told the CBOS research agency they love the Pope but don't follow his advice. Bishop Tadeusz Pironek says this is human.
Jesus pronounced the gospel and not everyone understood, or they said they didn't understand because they wanted to live their own lives. Let's not expect the Pope is going to be some kind of wizard, some kind of Harry Potter who's going to change people into angels. Faith in God is a process that takes place inside a person.
Some church leaders do acknowledge the Pope is a national hero the way some sports stars are, an international winner who makes a long-suffering nation feel good. John Paul II's mortality worries Jan Prokop, a retired professor who goes to church every day.
I see here a big problem for the Polish church, because it will be a black hole afterwards. We had our man in Vatican, and then there will be an Indian pope, a black pope, and a French pope. And it's a big risk of a new pope, whoever he'll be, will be received with distrust, with disgust. It's no more our John Paul II who spoke Polish to us.
Prokop worries the church without its Polish leader could become fractured. Polish clergy are aware of near impossible demands that the church meet the needs of both liberals and conservatives on theological teachings and social issues. Like millions of Poles, Krystyna Naszkowska was inspired to fight the communist government after Karol Wojtyła's first trip to Poland as Pope in 1979. Now she sees him as a beloved grandfather, blocking public discussion about volatile issues, including abortion and homosexuality.
Moim zdaniem, w tej chwili Jan Paweł II...
I think John Paul II is like a cork plugging a bottle. The moment he dies, the cork is going to come flying out, and all these thoughts collected deep within us are going to come pouring out. Right now, people don't say certain things because it's hard to fight a person who is so well-loved and who is suffering.
Pope John Paul II is 83 years old and has Parkinson's disease. He is, of course, the head of the entire Catholic Church. But as Pope, he has found occasions to address issues of specific concern to Poland, with varying effects. Some Poles believe his teachings may carry more weight in Poland after his death. Emily Harris, NPR News.